Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Story that is really disturbing. John Gruden, well known as Super Bowl winning NFL coach, as football analyst, and then returned a couple of years ago as the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Gruden resigned as coach of the Raiders on Sunday night and has had his name removed from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers honor roll, which he had put there after the Buccaneers won the Super Bowl, was about 20 years ago. So he had sent out, as you're sure you've heard, racist, misogynistic, and homophobic emails over a period of years to a Washington Football Club executive friend of his. Jerry Brewer is a Washington Post sports columnist, and Mr. Brewer's column is John Gruden is done in Las Vegas, in football, and anywhere decency matters. Jerry, thank you very much for coming on the program. When I heard the Gruden stories, I always thought the guy was over the top, but it I won't say I was shocked, but I was surprised that this would go on, that he would be involved in an email exchange that went on for years in the same tone. And then at the end of it all, when it's revealed, he basically says, well, it's not me. Well, yeah, it is you. You did it for years.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's the stunning part, was the many different isms, you know, racism, sexism, so on and so forth. And that you would talk, I mean, we all consider email private, and you think that when you delete your email, it's deleted forever, but, to talk to other executives, it wasn't like you caught a conversation between you and a family member that was intercepted. Like, these are through professional mediums, to have that kind of conversation go on so open and so unchecked, over what? It was like a 7 year, 8 year.
7 years. Seven years.
That's the stunning part. Like, I mean, I think we all have insensitive, off-color remarks that we have made, but we normally don't see that in what's considered a professional setting, even though it was in private.
Yeah, I've heard it said, look, on the football field on a Sunday, excuse me, or a Monday or a Thursday, these things are said and these things are shouted at one another. And my point was, on a football field, it's a different environment. It's not right. It's not acceptable. It's a different environment. It's spontaneous. But when you're sitting down with intent at your keyboard, sending out emails, and then you have time to decide whether you're going to press send, that's an entirely different reality.
Yes, the thing I love the most about writing, you know, and I've loved it since I was 5 years old, is that you should be able to sit down and think, process, edit. I think it's the purest form of communication, because you can really think out what you say, and before you hit send, you have a chance to revise it. So everything that's in the written medium, it takes a fairly significant amount of effort to say what you mean. And so you just don't blurt things out. You know, you're right. It's not like you're on the football field and somebody steps on your leg and you want them to get off of your leg, or you're trapped underneath a pile and all the crazy things that happen in a football pile, and you just say something very visceral and emotional in the moment. You don't have that in the written medium. There's always a safeguard for most people, where you should sit around, like, I just type that, you see it, you know, typically you read it to make sure there is no punctuation, factual errors, or whatever, that you're conveying what you said appropriately. So there's like this this checkpoint that you have before you hit send, or that most of us have before you hit send.
Yeah, exactly. You cover American sports for the Washington Post. I'm speaking with Jerry Brewer, sports columnist for the Washington Post. Did you know Gruden at all? Did you meet him?
I did. I mean, over a number of years. I mean, almost 20 years ago was when I first met Gruden. He was always I don't know if it comes across in public press conferences, but he was always very accommodating to the media. I remember talking to him after practices and doing one-on-one interviews. You know, they'd last 15, 30, 45 minutes out on the field, just talking the game. You know, when he became an analyst for Monday Night Football and his team would come into town, he would be open to conversations. You know, you had his cell phone number. He was very accessible, and most of those conversations were wonderful. So I think that's where, like, a lot of people jumped to his defense after that first racist email came out, and they went too far and jumped into his defense. And that's a lesson to everyone. Like, you cannot judge someone's character based on only what they show you.
Were you surprised then at what you read? And there are two people in play here. There's Gruden and his good friend Bruce Allen. They're both the sons of coaches. Bruce Allen was an executive with the Washington Football Team. Were you surprised at what you read and the exchanges that you saw, or maybe not so much?
I'm not surprised that that sentiment existed in a man who is in his late 50s. I was a bit surprised that they would be so open in talking about that over email, and that it would be so prevalent and it would involve so many different types of people. And so that was incredibly discouraging to me. You know, being black, you know, we're always leery of, like, what is being said about us in private. And a lot of people make us out to seem like we're being paranoid, or like we're too focused on race. But this was an example of, these are the attitudes that people have. This is what is said about us and others in private. And this is being said by decision makers. And that's what's really concerning.
What comes out of this?
What comes out of it is the NFL is going to try to cover up as much as they can possibly cover up. And you see some of the damage control, and it doesn't, like, pass muster. You know, we have to remember that this was connected to these emails and such, connected to a Washington Football Team investigation into mistreatment, sexual harassment, so on and so forth. Against women, you know, a toxic workplace culture. And Dan Snyder got a slap on the wrist. I mean, he got fined $10 million, which was a significant amount for an owner, but for, you know, someone who is a billionaire, that was very much a slap on the wrist. He sort of ceded control of the team for a little while, at least, to his wife, but he's still in control. There was no formal suspension or anything. It's interesting that out of all that investigation, they did not do a written report and did not really release any of the findings from that. But what now comes trickled out is something that involves someone who had nothing to do with the investigation. So the question becomes now, I mean, you see the NFLPA, the Players Association, wants all the emails released. And the women who want justice, that they want those findings released. And the NFL is going to try to cover that up a bit. There's this war between Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen that is going on, that's connected to a lawsuit. The Washington Football Team owner, Dan Snyder, he essentially thinks that some of the misinformation and leaks against were by Bruce Allen. So he was kind of suing him against that. And Bruce Allen is upset with Dan Snyder because Dan Snyder was fired. So a lot of this is between those two. Yeah. But now it has exposed the culture that we all want to know more about.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
How systemic racism works.
That to me is the point, Jerry, is that we want to know more about this. And people have their suspicions. People want information. And if the NFL tries to cover it up, I have a sense here that the questions will prevail and they'll have to come up with answers.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.